Daily Light, April the 19th, morning. Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth shook, and the rocks were split. For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. By this the Holy Spirit indicates that the way into the holy place is not yet opened as long as the first section is still standing. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. No one comes to the Father except through me. For through him we have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened up for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Truly, truly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. John 10:7 and Matthew 27:51. 1 Peter 3:18, Hebrews 9:8, John 10:9, John 14:6, Ephesians 2:18-19, Hebrews 10:19-20, and Romans 5:1-2. Daily Light, April 19th, evening. There is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. Necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. So they called them and charged them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered them, We cannot but speak of what we have seen and heard, for the love of Christ controls us. I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. You wicked and slothful servant! You ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you. There is in my heart, as it were, a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with holding it in, and I cannot. Jeremiah 20:9 and 1 Corinthians 9:16-18, Acts 4:18-20, 2 Corinthians 5:14, Matthew 25:25-27, and Mark 5:19.